Please welcome in my good friend Mark Mayfield, joining us on behalf of Professional Financial Advisors for our monthly update with PFA. Mark, good to see you back in the studio.
Yeah, Tristan, thanks for having us.
We had Whitney on in terms of Platt Insurance just a couple of, that's already been a month now.
Yeah.
Along with Mr. Workmeister.
Yep.
Obviously, you work in the same office as they do.
Right. Yep. Whitney was on here. Whitney recently started her own business, Platt Insurance Services. And so with open enrollment starting October 15th, running through December 7th, she was just on here to, you know, plug her new business. Mm-hmm. She helps with the Medicare enrollment. So, if you're interested, needing help to review your plan, your Part D, Whitney would be a good contact to go to. And then also on our website, she did put out a little, three-step Medicare guide that kind of asks some of the easy questions for open enrollment.
Oh, cool.
So, would encourage anyone to go to our website, pfaretire.com. Under the reports tab, there's a little article there that you can download and access. So.
And Whitney just got to cut the ribbon, do an official ribbon cutting within the past couple weeks with the chamber for her new business, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I think it was a couple weeks ago, but yeah, she's off and running now. So glad to have her. She's been doing Medicare for, I believe, about 10 years now, but we just made it official, and mm-hmm. that's kind of where she's focusing most of her time now.
So. And essentially, this is a branch of PFA, right?
It's a separate LLC,
okay.
So it's a separate business, but she's her office is in the walls of Professional Financial Advisors, so it's just an added benefit, so we can hopefully be a one-stop shop for people with their investment retirement planning needs along with their Medicare. It fits in well to the full financial planning.
Good opportunity for your clients, Mr. Workmeister, Mr. Peterson's clients, to make that quick stop over at her office, too, to make an appointment. And maybe if people are listening right now and thinking they need a little bit of help with this, we're still in open enrollment, like you said. They
right.
can make an appointment with Whitney and then set up some time to talk with you or your colleagues at PFA.
Yeah, yep. Whitney also has her own website. I think it's plattmedicare.com. So you can go on there. You can fill in your information online and she'll reach out to you, or you can find her email and contact information there as well.
We were talking with Councilman Lucas, as you heard just a couple of minutes ago. It's a big time of the year for sports. I know that you and Mr. Workmeister really enjoy that. And it's a big day, too, for your alma mater on Friday with North Platte St. Pat's hosting a round two playoff game. And then the Bulldogs, Councilman Lucas's alma mater, hosting a playoff game as well, round one.
Yeah, October's one of my favorite months of the year, October-November stretch with high school football, college football, pros. It's right up there with March Madness and the Masters. But, excited. I went to the North Platte High game a couple of weeks ago. I just love watching the offense that they run.
Oh,
Councilman Lucas, alluded to it earlier. They really just stick to their game plan. They play physical, play hard. And St. Pat's, it's been good. It's been fun to watch them make the transition to eight-man. I was kind of interested to see what that would look like. I admittedly never watched an eight-man game until St. Pat's went
what?
To eight-man
Have you
football.
Seen a six-man game?
I have not.
Oh,
no.
We're going to change that. We're going to get you. Eight and six-man is fun. I love 11-man football, but eight and six is like you're watching the sport you love, but with different rules.
Yeah. Yeah, the rules in eight-man, I still don't think I probably understand all of them, but it's not like it's that much different, but there are a few things that are a little different. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch them. Was happy to see St. Pat's, bounce back last week. I know there's a lot of questions surrounding the loss of, Jackson Roberts, a key player for them. But hopefully they've picked up the morale on the team and will be ready this week for Sandy Creek. I did catch the Sandy Creek game last week. I was driving up to
that was a tough one
to Broken Bow and heard you on the call. So, what are your thoughts on Sandy Creek?
I emailed Coach Dotson this week.
Yeah.
And told him, I was like, you got to look out for that Sandy Creek running back. He's like a Swiss Army knife. Offense and defense, he's a threat.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
good. It's going to be fun to watch this game.
Yeah, I picked it up late. I think they maybe took the lead late in the fourth quarter, and I think that's about when I tuned in. So,
yep.
Yeah, and then North Platte High has, I believe, is it Creighton Prep
yep,
this
Creighton
week
Prep
that they're
coming
hosting?
To town.
So they're usually a powerhouse in Class A, so yep. it'll be a good test for them. And we'll see how
home
they can
do. Home field advantage for both?
Advantage. Yeah. Last week was a big game for them because my understanding is they may have been on the road in the playoffs if they would have lost that game. And I know they also had to come back late in the game
yep.
to to seal the victory.
Secure that round one home field advantage. It's
right.
key.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that's big.
And you and I were talking off the air, Mark. Oddly enough, retirement planning and planning for your future has some similarities to the sport of football that we both love.
Yeah. Yeah. So for today's show, Mark Werkmeister and I were kind of talking, you know, we love football. With Husker football going on, local football teams, how can we and October is also financial planning month. So we were trying to figure out how do we tie in financial planning month to football. So put together a few little key terms that are used in football and how we kind of relate those key terms to the financial planning process. So the red zone, everyone knows in football, the red zone's the last 20 yards before you get into the end zone. Mistakes in the red zone are costly. So when you're in the red zone in football, there's an emphasis on decision-making, you know, what players are in the game, what play is going to be called, communication, and then executing, making sure that, you know, whatever play is called, everyone knows their job, everyone does their part. For retirement planning, the red zone is essentially the last 5 to 10 years before you retire. You know, when if you know when you're going to retire, you need to have a plan in place before that retirement date. That avoids periods of time like now. It's no surprise the markets are down.
Sure.
So you don't want to have to push off your retirement because you're wanting to retire this year, next year. But now you can't because of what the markets are doing. So.
And speaking of the markets, I think some folks have this misconception. Oh, the market's down. I don't want to start investing now. I don't want to start planning for retirement now. I think that's a big misconception and kind of a bad thought process to have.
Yeah, that's right. You know, everyone knows the buy low, sell high, and people know that that's what they're supposed to do. But then when they see, you know, their statements down 15, 20%, whatever it may be, then there's an urge to want to sell out, go to cash, not stop losing money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, my question when someone asks that is, okay, well, when do we get back into the market? Because, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. If I knew when the bottom was going to be, then I probably wouldn't be working much longer.
You might not be doing financial advising just in the North Platte area.
Right. So, you know, if we can get back in at a lower price, that's fine. But we don't know that. But then their response is, well, we'll just get back in when the market's recovered. Well, when we sell out and we get back in at a higher share point, that's when you kind of realize, you know, that loss on paper. So that's right now we're fielding a lot of questions with that. But obviously, you know, urging people, there are some changes you can make to a portfolio. So we are making, you know, some slight changes. But for a lot of people, especially in 401k plans, it makes sense, you know, to continue to stay the course. But there is some additional planning, you know, in that red zone time period, you know, asset allocation, when are you going to retire? And then, you know, in that 5 to 10 year period, making sure we get some of your income needs set aside conservative.
Yep.
So that when a period of time like this does hit, you're ready to retire. That income need is not affected by market downturns. So you can comfortably retire and know that, you know, your investment accounts are going to generate and kick out the income you want. Ties into, you know, having an income distribution plan and you know, working together with Social Security collection strategies, or if you work for the railroad, your railroad retirement benefit, and kind of tying all those in into one plan. So outside of the red zone, then we also look at the hurry up offense. So, you know, fourth quarter, you're down, you want to hurry up and, you know, create as many chances as you can to score.
Sure.
and to win the game. Retirement planning, if you feel like you're behind in your financial situation, a lot of people feel like, I'm behind, I need to start taking on more risk than what they're comfortable with doing. That's almost never a good solution to the problem. So I would encourage, if you feel like you're behind, you know, meet with a professional, meet with your advisor, and, you know, start planning, put a plan together, determine your goals and objectives. And then from there, create a plan, implement the plan, and then follow it. So don't take on more risk than you're comfortable with doing just to try to catch up.
Take a deep breath. You don't need to take those heave to the end zone, the Hail Mary play,
right,
every opportunity that presents itself.
That's right. Yep. And then victory formation. So
we all want to end up in that
victory
formation.
Everyone wants the victory formation. So you know, in football, the win is within your grasp. The key here, coaches, are, you know, don't fumble the ball. Don't mess up. You know, don't false start. Just take the knee, run the clock out, and get in. Retirement planning. This is, you know, you're switching from the accumulation phase. So you've worked your whole life. You're accumulating all this money. And now you're retiring. You're switching over to the distribution, or you want to protect the assets that you've accumulated over your life. So you kind of want to protect the goose egg. So this, again, is, you know, proper investment allocation, diversification, not taking unnecessary risk, you know, doing some tax planning, getting money out of tax-deferred investment accounts in tax-efficient manner. You know, there's three parties that we say for every retirement account. There's you, the owner, your beneficiary, and the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, how do we plan, you know, late in the game to not only protect the money that you've saved, but there's different ways to protect it other than investments. It's protecting
sure.
it, you know, getting money out without paying the IRS more than what you have to. Obviously still within the law, but, you know, just income distribution planning. So saving taxes, keeping more money in your pockets. And then another way to protect kind of, you know, what you have is estate planning. This is something that people of all ages need to consider.
Absolutely.
Needs to be done earlier in life. But again, having, you know, wills, power of attorney, other necessary estate planning documents, and then, you know, making sure that, you know, those documents are, you know, reviewed and updated. You know, your life changes, circumstances change. So
yep.
make sure, you know, the people you have listed on there are, you know, who you want to have, you know, making those decisions for you.
And in those situations to capitalize on those things. And as any Denver Bronco fan knows that's listening this morning, Mr. Mayfield, coaching could make a big difference,
yes.
not only on the football field, off the field, but in terms of planning for your future.
Right, right. Yeah, the Broncos have had a rough one. I don't know if they're is it Hackett?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know if he's going to make the plane ride back from London.
Yeah, I don't know that
if Ty Lucas is listening. I'm curious to see what he's thinking right now.
I don't know. I'd be hiring Mr. Hackett to do my finances or my coaching, honestly.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. But, no, so those are kind of the comparisons we've, you know, kind of put together. Again, October is Financial Planning Awareness Month. So if you're, you know, close to retirement or wanting to know, you know, can I retire? I kind of have this age of, you know, 60, 62 in mm-hmm. my head, 65, whatever it may be, and you want to retire, you know, meet with a professional, get a plan in place, you know, start working with your accountants, different financial advisors. You know, it's never too early to meet with, you know, or if you're getting close to Medicare age, meeting with someone like Whitney Kester or another Medicare professional in the community to get those plans put in place.
And if folks don't have somebody, or maybe they have somebody and they're not necessarily thrilled, PFA. Available
yeah.
today
right.
to start talking about some of these things.
Yeah, there's you know, PFA. There's three advisors in the office here locally: Doug Peterson, Mark Workmeister, and myself. So you can go to our website pfaretire.com and put your information there, and we can contact you. Or you can find the phone number 308-534-8210, and then our email information is online as well. And then kind of one last little plug. You know, the purpose of us starting this show was, you know, just to provide, not necessarily solely to just plug, you know, what we do, but to provide just some, you know, information to the listeners, things that maybe you can consider. And again, you know, go take those questions you may have
yeah.
and go find a professional. You either go to whoever you're working with currently or find someone to, you know, get that plan in place.
Get the thought process going. Get the ball moving.
Yep. And along with this, you know, we always want to have something for the listeners to take away. So, again, last month, we offered the three-step Medicare guide on our website. This month, we have a three-step recession plan and two investing mistakes to avoid during down markets. So it's a short read, but it outlines some different things that you know, to consider during this time. You know, how exposed are you? So, you know, when will you need the money? Are you investing for the long term, or are you retiring soon? You know, avoid panic selling. during times like right now. And then again, it places an emphasis on having a plan, having people in your corner who can help control emotions during times like we're going through right now. So I would encourage you to go out there, download the guide, and then if it prompts any or if you have any questions when reading that, reach out to someone.
Before we wrap up here today, Mark, for those that are tuning in here later on in the hour and getting ready for their fix of Dave Ramsey for the day, I want to remind folks that you are a SmartVestor Pro and the SmartVestor Pro with Ramsey Solutions for this region.
Yeah. I moved back to North Platte about 2 years ago, I believe, 2020. And upon moving back, PFA, we've always had someone in the office had been, Dave Ramsey, SmartVestor Pro. Mm-hmm. And I kind of I took that role over upon moving back. So my territory covers, I believe, from Lexington all the way west into Holyoke, eastern Colorado. So it's a pretty wide territory. But yeah, anyone who follows the Dave Ramsey program, you've listened to him promote or the SmartVestor Pros program. So if anyone in the area goes online, enters their information, that's kicked over to us, and then someone from our office will be in touch.
And if folks want to sign up for a little bit of the Ramsey plan, you can help them learn what the baby steps are, how to go about these things, and what Dave suggests. You have all that information. Yeah. You're willing to help them with that as well if they're just wanting to start.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we, as a SmartVestor Pro, we're given access to all the different various programs, FPU, different books, budgeting tools. So if any of that is of interest to you, anyone can reach out and we can get those materials sent over to you.
And like Mr. Workmeister said, I think last week, and I'm sure you'll echo this, and Mr. Peterson would, I'm sure, as well up at PFA, nobody ever says they wish they would have saved less for retirement or started saving later for retirement.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And, that's just true. There's not a lot of elaboration that needs to go on there. I mean, one struggle that you have, younger people always think, I buy the things today and then save for retirement down the road.
Yeah.
But the people who have, saved every penny and they've never regretted sacrificing the new car or, all the fancy things earlier in their life. And now they're at the point where they can retire early and get
those fancy cars if they want.
Or now they have, vacation homes down south or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So, but at the same note, it's never too late. Starting later is better than never. So if you're someone that's kind of kicked it down the road, it's worth, getting started, especially if your employer offers some sort of retirement plan. Make sure you're taking advantage of, at a minimum, the company match. It's free money that's on the table,
yeah,
and it's 100% rate of return on your money day one. So,
Mark, anything else you'd like to add this morning on behalf of professional financial advisors in North Platte?
No, I think that's all we have.
And if folks want to learn more about PFA, make an appointment with you, learn more digitally, how can they do so?
Yeah, they can go to our website. It's pfaretire.com. And then on PFA Retire's website, there's a tab, Make Retirement Work. And that is where we host most of our educational resources, like the reports I've referenced in the show today, different podcasts that we have. We post a blog every week. And then we also have a Facebook page. I believe it's just PFA Retire, Professional Financial Advisors. But on the website or on the Facebook page, we also share any podcast or blogs that we put together.
So, including some of our audio from our Mugs in the Morning conversations.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yep. So we do promote the KODY Mugs in the Morning shows are put on our website, mm-hmm, and on our Facebook page and on our website. So if you missed the one about Medicare, I encourage you to go back and give it a listen.
Or if there's something this morning that stood out to you want to hear again, that'll be posted in the near future as well.
Yeah, so. Yep.
Awesome. Appreciate the time. Appreciate the partnership with Professional Financial Advisors.
Yeah, thank you, Tristan.